Johnny Mack with a special bulletin episode of Daily Comedy News. So I was just sitting there editing shows for the weekend. I've actually recorded the next few days, being quite honest with you. And then I saw a bulletin from the New York Times. This just in at 6:14 p.m. Eastern on Wednesday. Joe Rogan, a podcasting giant who has been dismissive of vaccination, has COVID. The New York Times writes, Joe Rogan, the host of the popular podcast You Know the Deal, said on Wednesday he had tested positive for the coronavirus after he returned from a series of shows in Florida. On an Instagram video, Rogan said, throughout the night, I got fevers, sweats, and I knew what was going on. He added that he isolated himself from his family, staying in a different part of his house. In an Instagram post, the caption says, Joe Rogan, I got COVID. My apologies. But we have to move the Nashville show to Sunday, October 24th. Much love to you all. At the time of this recording, it has 14,568 comments. Rogan took a coronavirus the next morning that came back positive. He said he was treated with a series of medications, including Ivermectin. That's the deworming veterinary drug that the FDA has warned COVID-19 patients against taking and has been shown as ineffective for them in clinical trials. Rogan also mentioned prednisone, a steroid, and a, quote, vitamin drip. The New York Times writes, Sunday sucked, quoted Rogan. But by Wednesday, the day he posted the video, he was feeling pretty good, using an expletive. Rogan said, a wonderful, heartfelt thank you to modern medicine for pulling me out of this so quickly and easily. Rogan was touring with his Joe Rogan the Sacred Clown Tour. He was scheduled to perform a show with Dave Chappelle in Nashville on Friday. But as mentioned earlier, that will be postponed until October. Mr. Rogan has offered refunds to fans who bought tickets to an upcoming show scheduled for Madison Square Garden after New York City's Mayor Bill de Blasio required that attendees at major events show proof of vaccination. Rogan said on his podcast last week that 13,000 tickets to the show had already been sold, but because he opposes vaccine requirements, he would offer refunds. Rogan said, if someone has an ideological or physiological reason for not getting vaccinated, I don't want to force them to get vaccinated to see the show. I'm doing a Twitter search of Joe Rogan's name. One tweet that came up was from Bradley Whitford. You remember him as an actor on The West Wing. He wrote, hey, Joe Rogan, the incredibly effective vaccine has less lethal side effects than aspirin. Maybe find a way to make a living that doesn't include spreading disinformation that kills people. A popular tweet from someone named Josh Jordan said, Joe Rogan, I'm not putting that COVID vaccine in my body. Who knows what it could do? Also, Joe Rogan, I got COVID, so I took monoclonal antibodies, Ivermectin, Little Debbie Cosmic Brownies, Z-Packs, and pills I found stuck in the cabinet, steroids, and long-expired Crystal Pepsi. Let me repeat some jokes from this morning's podcast. These are from Seth Meyers, who said, normally when you hear the phrase horse pills, you think it's a euphemism, but in this case, it's literal horse pills. You know, someone at the company that made Ivermectin once said, hey, should we put not for people on horse pill labels? And someone else said, there's a picture of a horse on the bottle. It's fine. Joe Rogan, I wish you a speedy recovery. I do enjoy your podcast and your comedy. All right, that's a bulletin for your Daily Comedy News Nighttime Edition. When you tune in tomorrow morning and you don't hear me say Joe Rogan's name at all, that's what this episode was. See you in the morning.